Blog Talk Radio. movement of Yah's people. Certainly a very poignant song. My name is Yom Suf Arif. I, along with Brother Cadrell of New York City, are here to help you assist in the movement of Yah's people by virtue of his studies, more specifically. And we are redundantly about the business of helping the Most High people do some correct movement, readjusting, and going in the right way. Brother Cottrell and I, we're not perfect people. We would never tell you that we're perfect. But we like to perfectly put on the work of the Elohim, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, toward that movement and toward one another. It's true. Now, we can't make you do anything. You're grown. But the Most High should compel you to do the right thing of movement toward his people. The Most High is codified. See, under the Most High auspices, you can't do what you want, when you want, and how you want to do it. You would not receive a blessing from the Elohim with that. You may, more than likely, may receive a curse. I don't know. I'm not the Elohim. But I know this for a fact. If you do things outside the privy of the Most High, as far as his relationship, your relationship with him, and your relationship with your brothers and sisters, you will be held accountable in the movement of Yah's people. That's certainly the case. Brother Cottrell and I, we are here to share in these studies. Brother Cottrell will bring the last segment of study in the big book of Yeshayahu, chapter 31. The folly of not trusting the Elohim. You know, we trust everybody but the right thing. We trust mama, brother, sister, and any other for that matter. But our leaning should not be on, don't come to Yom Suf. Don't follow me across the street. You may get run over. But you can be assured of this fact. You can trust in the Elohim, and the Elohim only. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Chapter 31. Somebody call it Isaiah. That is not the correct name of this brother. It's Yeshayahu. And it is called this chapter, The Folly of Not Trusting in Yah. And we see that every day. The case of the Haitians. The case of those who are on that bridge in Baltimore, I suspect. In the case of some of your very own lives, not trusting in Yah and not trusting in the code. Also, I will be saying with you the study of 1 Samuel. King David's conflict with the Amalekites after leaving the Philistines. He's going to have some problems. And notice how his responses and how his brothers' responses are when they find out their women are stolen. They have a different response than some of us today. You know, some of us in regards, because we have little regard for our women, would say, oh, they got my broad, man. I'm going to get up with them. What did the first thing King David and these brothers do when they found out their women were taken into captivity? Study along with it. Find out how to master the code and to activate the plan. In order to save your womankind and your children, you need to activate the Most High in every regard, certainly in regards to your women and your children. Also, I mentioned Brother Cottrell. And what I can say about Brother Cottrell is this. He's dedicated to the Most High. No, he's not dedicated to no Real Talk for Real People show. He's dedicated to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And he's dedicated to his brothers and sisters, as King David showed in this chapter we're about to study. It wasn't all about him. He was dedicated to his brothers and sisters, as we will see in our studies in chapter 30 of 1 Samuel. Brother Cottrell, as I said, he loved his brothers and sisters as himself. Basically meaning this, if you have little regard and little love for yourself, you can't have no regard or no love for anyone else. Learn to love yourself and have high regard for yourself, no matter what people say. I'm not saying be ego run amok, but have a healthy respect and a healthy regard for yourself so you can learn to have a healthy respect and a healthy regard for other people. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is high. Shalom.
Bless Yah, my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yom Suf Ari, Shalom. May the Most High bless you. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, brother. I'm cooler than a fan on a hot summer night. I'm good, brother. Thank you. How you doing in the family?
I'm doing well. I don't know about a cool fan on a hot summer night, but I'm good. Praise Yah.
All right, brother. Praise Yah. Any commentaries, Brother Katria, before we get started?
You said it all. We're here on a mission to try to bring Yah's word to the world, and in particular to our people, so we can wake up Jacob, so we can play our rightful part that the Most High has assigned to us, get codified, and bring the Most High closer into our lives. And
exactly.
For me, I model myself after King David. I hear people, a lot of our people talk about, what would Jesus do? They're trying to model themselves after Jesus. Nope. For me, I'm watching King David and see what brought him success.
So I concur with you on that, brother. I concur with you on 120%.
Yep.
What would King
David? They follow the leader.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And no, he was not a perfect man by any stretch of the imagination. But what made him acceptable to the Most High is he humbled himself to the Most High. And he always used the Most High in a codified manner, whether those issues were little or whether they were great issues. He utilized the Most High as to what he should do. He didn't do what he wanted to do, how he wanted to do it, when he wanted to do it. He knew the best results. And trusting in the Elohim was to seek his advice and so on and so forth, as we all should be doing in this day, point in time. Thank you, Brother Cottrell.
And when he went in the wrong direction or did something wrong, he didn't try to hide it. He didn't point fingers at others. He manned up.
He showed in double down.
He showed in double down.
You're right. And he showed in double down on the madness. When he found himself to be in error, he backed up off of it. Unlike some of us, unfortunately, Cottrell.
And you said it, ain't none of us perfect. And in our imperfections, we got to confess, yeah, I wasn't perfect. Forgive me for the wrong I've done.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. And you don't try to destroy your brothers and sisters, Yah's people. You don't try to do that. King Darwin didn't try to destroy King Saul. He bent over backwards trying to ensure this king got his rightful place in the hereafter, unlike some of us, unfortunately. And that's a monstrosity. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah.
Okay, Brother Cottrell, fellow students, let's get busy. Let's get codified. Chapter 30, 1 Samuel, it goes this. Now it happened when King David and his men came to Ziz, came back home on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, the south of Yehuda. And Ziklag attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire, and taking captives the women and those their wives who were there, from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. See, Yah put these in here for lessons. This is not just story for story's sake. This is story for lesson's sake and to get codified. So King David and his men came to the city. There it was burned with fire. Their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Then King David, what did they do? What did they do first? Here's what they did. King David and the people who were with him lifted up their voice and wept. What did they do? They lifted up their voices and wept until they had no power. They cried till they couldn't cry no more. And King Dawah's two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, had been taken captive. As a result of that, now King Dawah was greatly distressed for the people, not simply for his wife, not simply for his own interests, but for the interests of others. King Dawud, that's another code. He was greatly distressed, and what made him a good king for the people was distressed. And as a result, even our people put us in a bad situation. Even when our brothers and sisters turn against us. Now, King Dawud was greatly distressed. And why was King Dawud greatly distressed? For the people spoke of stoning him. And be assured of the fact of this, brothers and sisters. No matter what good you do for your brothers and sisters, they're more inclined to turn on you any given moment. It's true. King Dawud did everything for these men and these women. Everything he possibly, humanly possibly could do. And something came upon him, unbeknownst to him, nothing he had any liberty in, he had any action in. And what did our brothers and sisters choose to do to distress the king? They wanted to stone the brother. Yes, go ahead, Cottrell.
Did he go get them, or did they come to him?
The Amalekites, they came to him.
No, I'm talking about King David's men who are about to stone him.
Oh, no, they came to him.
They came to him.
Right.
He didn't ask them to come and join him in his, what they call fugitive ventures against King Saul.
They came to him. He didn't put no spear on them. He didn't put a bow and arrow on them. They came free will.
And it shows you how fickle our people are.
These
people that are with King David are supposed to be loyal to him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All the way.
Exactly.
But they ready to stone a brother. It's like Moshe.
It's true. He delivered Moshe and Aaron, his brother, and his sister have delivered our people from Mitzrayim, Cottrell is alluding to, did everything humanly possible to make their life comfortable. First time something came upon, they want to go back to Mitzrayim, they want to go back to their past life, and they wanted to stone the brothers and the sister. As Cottrell alluded to, three times. We're quite fickle. Yeah. It's true, brother. Thank you, brother.
But think about this.
Yeah.
Think about this. Mm-hmm. If this same situation happened to the Bloods and the Crips today,
right?
You think they would cry? You think they would cry?
For the women and the children? Hell no, yeah. Man. They would be cussing, fussing, and drinking and smoking and everything.
Looking for the AK, the RK, AR-15.
For sure.
They ain't crying.
They ain't crying for them sisters. That they take an ego, run them up. Hey, man, they got my women, man. I need to get up with them Negroes. I need to do the thing, man, to them Negroes. That's what they're going to be talking about. They ain't going to be talking about no Elohim.
And who do you think was mightier, King David and his men or the Bloods and the Crips?
King Dawud and his men.
And these men cried.
They cried.
Mighty men.
Mighty men.
Men who fought against nations greater and mightier than them.
Men who was not afraid to shed tears for the people that they love.
Immediately.
Cried till they cried out, Cottrell.
But that's how much love we have for each other.
Right.
Back then.
Exactly. Yeah, well, we got little now. Little or none. We had a great amount then, but now we have little or none. No affection. Because we're not codified under the Elohim. But here's what King Dawud did, Cottrell, and fellow students, during all that grief moment. Here's what he did. Here's his response to this. He just said, hey, get up with me, sucker. I'm going to do something to you. Put your hand. You better not put your hands on me. No, he didn't do none of that. Here how he straightened up. He went to the gas station of Yah. King Dawud did, as we should all be doing. And King Dawud was greatly distressed for the people who spoke of stoning him. Because the soul of all the people were grieved. He knew they were upset too, even though they were talking crazy. Every man for his son and his daughter. He gave them a reason to feel the way they felt. But King Dawud straightened himself. What? Did he straighten himself by going and get some weed, some cocaine, some cigarettes, some malt liquor, 45, talking to his homeboy, the homegirl, that that's the way he straightened himself? No. King David straightened himself, and Yah, that was his resource. That was his code. He straightened himself, and Yah, L-O-M, L-O-M, that's what we all should be doing, instead of a whole lot of nonsense. Then King David said to Abiathar, the priest, Amalek's son, who was the high priest, he tells Abiathar, please bring the ephod here. I need some strength to me. And the priest Abiathar brought the ephod to King David. And here's what he did in addition. He didn't call Tom, Dick, and Harriet. King David inquired of Yah, saying, shall I pursue this truth? He asked Yah, don't call Yamsu. I can't tell you nothing because I don't know nothing. But you can call on the Elohim. He said, shall I pursue this truth? Shall I overtake them? And Yah answered him, said, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them without fail and recover all. Yah gives you answers. Tom, Dick, and Harriet ain't got an answer. They ain't got an answer for themselves. How they gonna give you some answers? So King David went, he and his 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind. 200 men were left behind for a reason, taking care of the packages and whatnot, and they were tired, some of them. But King David pursued. He continued to pursue. He and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind who were so weary. They didn't stay behind because they wanted to. They stayed behind. They had a good reason, because they were so weary they could not cross the brook Besor. They were tired out. Everybody ain't the same way, people. You had 400 brothers who were still fired up, ready to go. You had these 200, not that they loved their women or children any less, they just wore out. They couldn't go another step. Then they found the Mizraim in the field and brought him to King David. They helped restore him. They gave him bread. He ate. And they let him drink water. They gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. They helped restore this young fellow. They just started questioning him at first. That's cold, baby. They helped restore him physically. So when he had eaten, his strength came back to him. For he had eaten no bread nor drunk water for 3 days. They didn't go question him. They helped restore his brother first. That's cold. In 3 nights. And the young brother responded to that. And then King David said to him, to whom you belong and where are you from? He said, I'm a young man from Mizraim, a servant of an Amalekite. And my master left me behind because 3 days ago I fell sick. He responded to the kindness. We need to be a little bit more kind to people. We made an invasion of the southern area of the Cherethites, talking about Yehuda, and the territory which belonged to Yehuda, and the southern area of Caleb. And we burned Zelag with fire. King David said to him, yeah, go ahead, Kadriel.
What do we know about that, Yamsu?
Caleb, that was the region of territory that Caleb helped subdue and his portion as far as his territory was concerned. There was a point.
And what territory was that? What territory was that?
Tribal Yehuda.
How about if I mention the name Gaza?
Yeah, that's in there too.
We're talking about Gaza. In the Negev.
Okay.
The territory right. that Caleb conquered, the land of the giants, the land of the Anakim, and the exactly. interest of the news today, Gaza, right? The Palestinians and Israelis is just killing each other over the same territory we're reading about right now.
That's not even theirs. It's
not true. Even theirs.
Right. I don't call them Israelis. I call them people that live there. But it's true. I call them people that live there in Israel. I don't call them Israelis. All right. Thank you, brother. And King David said to him, can you take me down to this troop? And the young boy, I suspect because he was over elated that these people took care of him and whatnot, treat him kindly with compassion. So he said, swear to me by Elohim that you would, he even knew Yah. He tells King David, swear to me by Yah that you would neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my man. I don't even want to go back with them. And I would take you down to this troop. He said, I don't want to go down and I'm done with them folks, man. Swear to me by Yah. Even this Mezaram knew Yah, unlike some of us today. And when he had brought him down, there they were. Oh, they was having a, they was partying like in 1999. They were spread out all over the land. What were they doing? They was having a party, eating, drinking, and dancing because of all the great spoils which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Yehuda. They were having a funky good time. Then King David attacked them from 12, from mid-twilight until the evening of the next day. Not a man of them escaped except 400. And the reason why they escaped, these 400 young men who rode, and camels are real fast. You ever seen a camel? A camel seemed like a camel can race a horse. So that's the only way they got away. So King David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And King David rescued his two wives. And nothing of theirs were lacking, either small or great, son or daughter, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. They recovered more back. King David recovered all. Then King David took all the flocks and herds they had driven before those other livestock and said, this is King David's spoil. So King David came. They came back from the way they came. Now King David and the man came to the 200 men who were weary, who were so weary, not by choice, but by force, because they were wore out. They couldn't follow. King David, whom they had also had made to stay. Listen to this, people. They didn't do it by choice. They did it by force. They were weary. They couldn't do it. So King David, you know what he said? Go on, stay here. King David, whom they also had made to stay. He made them stay at the brook. He understood their limitations at Brook Besor. So they went out to meet King David and meet the people who were with him. And when King David came near the people, he greeted them. Then all the wicked and worthless men, there are always some around us. Those who went with King David answered. We always got some jabbers, canavers with us. King David said they're like hyenas lurking behind us. In one of the Psalms, he recognized we got brothers and sisters who are just lurking behind, waiting to tear you down or waiting to instigate something. In his regard, in reflection to these men that went forward with King David, they couldn't wait to put a brother and a sister down. And they certainly couldn't wait to put these 200 brothers down. Okay? Here's what they did. They went, came to meet the people, near the people. He greeted them. Then, what did Yah say? Then all the wicked and worthless men of those who went with King David answered and said, because they did not go with us, we did not give them any of the spoil that we have recovered, except for that they had a wife and a children, but they ain't going to get nothing else that they may lead them away and that they can get the wife and children and get the hell out of here. Who they think they are? You know, wicked folks always trying to run something. They ain't got nothing to run. They ain't the king. They don't make the call, but you're trying to call the shots. And they tell what they're saying, you can have your wife and children and get the hell on out of here. King David didn't say that. What did King David say in response? But King David said, and he calls them all this, as we all are, my brethren. You should not do so with what Yah has given us. He understood. We didn't get this on our own accord just because you went for it with us. Yah gave us this. We're just the instruments of Yah too. But you ain't, this ain't come by chance and a happenstance. This came from Yah. Y'all ain't, just cause Yah went to battle with me 400, that don't make you nothing special. Yah gave us this. And he says, well, Yah has given us. And in addition, who has preserved us and delivered us into our hand the truth that came against us. Y'all did this. I didn't do this. You didn't do this. For who will heed you in this matter? Who gonna listen to what y'all saying? But as his part is who goes down to battle, and for the part that went to battle, and for these weary brothers, my brethren, who so shall be who stays by the supplies, there ain't no double standard. They shall share a lot. I don't care. Because see, look at this, brothers, my brethren. Y'all didn't cause this to happen. I sought the Most High, and the Most High caused this to happen. As a result, the Most High has given us this stuff. The Most High has protected us against those troops. Just because y'all are just instrument. Y'all are just potters to the clay. Y'all are not, y'all are just clay to the potters. Y'all ain't did nothing special. No, it ain't about to go down like that. Because y'all gave it to all of us, and all of us going to share equally in the proceeds. That's why you got a lack of brothers like King Dawood. And he said, but as his part is who goes down to battle, the one who went to fight, so shall be his who stays by the supplies. They shall share a lot. And that's what we need to learn to do. So it was, and look at this. You see how fabulous this was? You see how fabulous the response this was? How fabulous and just and righteous this was? So it was from that day forward. King Saul made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel to that day, to this day, to that day, and should be even now as I speak. Now, when King Dawood came to Ziklag, he sent some of us forward. In addition, look at this brother. This brother ain't hogging everything. He's showing love to the 200 brothers that were weird and tired. They said, no, y'all going to say, man, we got this. He showed the same love for the 400 that went. He showed the same love for the elders of Yehuda. Look at this. When King Dawood came to Ziklag, he sent some of the spoil to the elders of Yehuda and to his friends, saying, here's a present from you from the spoils of the enemies of Yah. See, all of us think it's all about us. That's ego running amok. King Dawood understood the spiritual dynamics of this situation. He said, these men ain't got nothing against us personally, these Amalekites. They hate Yah. And as the result, Yah has delivered these presents. And I'm very appreciative, and I'm going to share that love. And he says, to those who were in Bethel, those who were in Ramoth of the south, those who were in Yithah, those who were in Arah, those who were in Shithmah, those who were in Estumah, those who were in Racha, those were in the city, those who were in the cities of Jerahmeelites, those who were in the cities of the Kenites, those who were in the city of Homa, those who were in Chorasham, those who were in Atach, those who were in Hebron, and to all the places where King Dawood himself and his men were accustomed to. That means show some love universally. Far too often, brothers and sisters, we try to share in hate. King Dawood didn't do that. King Dawood made sure everybody would show some love. Everybody ate off the same plate. Are you like that? You codified. And Cottrell alluded to. Instead of saying what Christians said, what would Jesus do? We should be saying, what would King Dawood do under any situation and every situation? First and foremost, the brothers attacked him on a stone. Did he cuss him, fuss him, and fight with him? No. What did he do? He seek Yah for advice. Not only that, after success, he gave the victory to Yah, which is true. He didn't give him nothing. Yah got it. Along with that, you got some wicked, worthless brothers want to change up the script. Wanna be greedy. Wanna be ego run amok. King Dollar said, no, no, no. Y'all gave us this. We gonna share that. We all gonna eat out of the same plate. Not only that, when he went to Zelad, he sent presents to elders and friends. And even mentioned other people he showed love to. See, we're far too prone and often to show hate and animosity. And that's why we have been reduced to a monstrosity, because we have no code. You know what our codes are? Do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it, because that's going to work. It ain't never, and it never will. Praise Yah, and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, you have the mic, my friend and brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So much value in these lessons that we read, and you broke it down, you know, like 4 years old.
Thank you, brother.
What I find interesting is that King David didn't rely on a priest to give him an answer.
No.
He called for the priest, says in verse 7. And King David told the priest, Abiathar, Ahimelech's son, please bring me the priestly ephod. So Abiathar brought King David the ephod.
Right.
And then King David asked Yahweh, should I pursue those troops? Which, will I catch up with them? So he's not asking the priest to get an answer for him. Because King David is anointed, he's getting direct communication from Yah with the effort of the priest.
Mm-hmm.
That's exceptional right there. And then in verse 22. Then every wicked and worthless man who had gone with King David said, listen, there's wicked and worthless Israelites everywhere. Even with King David. He's trying to do the right thing, and he got wicked and worthless men with him. And in today's time, we don't want to gather because he's trying to make judgments. Well, I ain't going with you because you got that teacher. You ain't waiting your teachers. Or for whatever reason, we don't want to come together.
Right.
But wicked and worthless men were with King David. Wicked and worthless men were with Moshe. And they wasn't pointing them out. They wasn't trying to separate from them. As a matter of fact, these wicked and worthless men were learning a lesson from a righteous man, an anointed man. Their real leader, King David. And even though they wanted to stone him, guess who was with King David?
Guess who was with him?
Yeah. Besides the Most High.
It ain't no guess on my part. King David was codified the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov was with him.
No. You remember the brother Joab?
Yes.
Joab is there.
Sure.
That's why they didn't pick up no stones.
Exactly. His commander in chief, his military commander. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You pick up a stone to throw at that man. Okay. And Joab would be on you like lightning, son.
Well, you know, Joab had brothers, too. They were there, too, I suspect.
No doubt. So he's wicked and worthless men. Who had in their mind to stone King David. They couldn't see what the Most High was doing with King David. At the particular time, they may have those thoughts.
Exactly.
Because Amalek, our brother, our cousin, is Esau. They are notorious for killing women, children, elders. They're notorious for that. And the Most High protected them in this instance against Amalek. And the Most High allowed him to bring all of them back. Which was, the Most High was showing them at the time his powers. Because not only did they get their substance back, they defeated the Amalekites who took their stuff in the first place.
Exactly.
Praise Yah.
Exactly. Praise Yah. Thank you very much, Cottrell. Thank you very much, my brother. Brother Cottrell is finding us. And, you know, all this stuff appears to be that Cottrell and I have brought these studies together. No, no, that's not the case there. They seem to be put into sequence by virtue of the LOM. It does, by virtue of the LOM. And 31st chapter of Yeshayahu. And that says the folly of not trusting in Yah. Leaning on your own understanding, leaning on other folks' understanding, will get you in a world of woe. It's true. Brother Cottrell, you have the mic, brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the great prophet, Yeshayahu.
Exactly.
He ain't no Shadamish. I think he's a billion times greater than Shadamish.
Exactly.
But Prophet Yeshayahu is talking about the Zayin. And we just read about my brother in the last study, who was from Mizraim.
Right.
And he was a slave to our cousin, our brother, Amalek,
Esau.
He was a slave.
He was a slave.
And he was so ready, willing, and able to turn his master in and over to King David to get free from under him that he exposed his master.
Exactly.
But he knew who Allah was. Most people should.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet Yeshayahu, chapter 31.
Exactly.
Whoa. To those who go down to Mizraim for help and rely on horses. We trust in chariots because they are many, and in horses because they are very strong. Today we trust in our cars, our SUVs. What else we got? Buses and all kind of stuff we
mm-hmm.
trust in.
Exactly. Bridges that the ship will run into.
Yeah, you got an SUV, but how you going to cross that bridge when it's down?
Okay. And what you going to do with a ship knock it down? Oh, it's true,
when
man.
You trust in these things, you trust in modern technology, but you do not look to the Holy One of Israel or consult
exactly.
with Yah. I do.
Exactly.
I do.
I do.
With all this technology around
you,
me.
Brother, be assured of the fact, Cottrell, any decision that I make, be a little or great, I'm going to seek the LOM. Be assured.
Mm-hmm.
Any decision. That doesn't mean Yah is going to go through, but you got to do what Yah said in order to get any results. Now, things may change, but you got to go through Yah to get any results, okay? Any constructive or positive one, okay? Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And I live in the hood, man. I live amongst my people in the hood in Mount Vernon, the city of Mount Vernon.
Right.
All
right? Right.
And
right.
I see people on my block with Jaguars, with Range Rovers, BMWs,
right.
Mercedes Benz, but they live
right.
in an apartment like me. And trust me, I know that they trust.
That's crazy.
I know they trust in me. Yeah, you got to park it right outside on the block and move it to the other side where the street sweeper won't come through. You got your own garage to park that Jaguar you got. Right there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm sure they don't look to the Holy One of Israel or consult Yah.
Right.
And yet, he is wise and brings disaster. That's what happened to that bridge, right?
Exactly.
He does not call back his words. Everything the prophet said, he ain't calling the words back. Those words
mm-hmm.
that Yah has spoken is unleashed. Will rise against the house of evildoers. Y'all in trouble if you're doing evil. You were in trouble, let me tell you. If you're doing evil, you got wickedness in your heart, Yah is rising against you and against the helpers of those who work iniquity. Okay, so you want to be
up.
Down with Babylon. You want to be down with Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Don't help Babylon because Yah is against you.
Babylon.
Mizraim. And Mizraim are men and not God.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is not a man. A lot of people think God is a man. Oh, God is a black man. He got hair like lambs. Oh, he got feet of bread. No, God is not a man. I don't know where you got that
right.
from.
Exactly.
Oh, so I said, you can't
praise
see
God.
Me. And He said, you can't imagine me to be the likeness of anything in the heaven above or the earth beneath or in the waters under the heaven, the things that I created.
Right.
I'm not my creation. And their horses are flesh, and not spirit. When Yah stretches out his hand, the helper will stumble. You think America is going to help you when Yah stretches out his hand? And he who is helped will fall. And they will all perish together. Better stop leaning on Babylon and these nations. But thus Yah said to me, as a lion and a young lion growls over his prey, right? When a lion makes a kill, and he about to eat it, you better not get near him, right? Not even his own family.
Hey,
he chases the women and the children.
Our dog just like that. Smoke just like that.
Your dog is like that?
You go, yeah, smoke just like that. You go to smoke, man, come on. Smoke the same way. Now, imagine him, a dog. How much more than lion? Yeah.
Yeah. And Yah's comparing himself to a lion. And when a band of shepherds is called out against him, he isn't terrified by their shouting or daunted by their noise. So Yah's hosts will come down to fight on Mount Zion and on his hill. Like birds hovering, so Yah's hosts will protect Jerusalem. He'll protect and deliver it. He will spare and rescue it. We're talking about, you know, Europeans thinking they could blow up the planet with their nuclear bombs. No, Yah.
Right.
You're like, I'm going to protect planet Earth, son.
It'll still be here.
Huh?
It'll still be here.
And the Most High implores us, turn to him from whom people, the nations, have deeply revolted, O children of Israel. Don't be like these nations on planet Earth. We're supposed to be turning back to Yah. Forget about what the other people on planet Earth are doing because they have deeply revolted against Yah. I'm going to read it again. Turn to him from whom, turn to him from whom people have deeply revolted, O children of Israel. Who are these people we talking about? People that's trying to go into outer space, people that's using genetic engineering, people that's making laws for LGBTQ community, people that have polluted earth, air, water, food, everything. These are the people that have revolted against Yah. And he's talking to the children of Israel. For in that day, everyone shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which your hands have sinfully made for you. And who made these idols for us, Yamsu? These religions and doctrines and our people are all caught up in.
Our enemies.
Yes. In that day, everyone shall cast away his idols. So everybody in the Baptist church, Seventh-day Adventist church, Jehovah's Witness church, y'all going to be running from their churches. Trust me. And the Assyrians shall fall by the sword, not of man, and a sword, not of man, shall devour him. And he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be put to forced labor. His rock shall pass away in terror, and his officers desert the standard in panic, declares Yah, whose fire is in Zion, and whose furnace is in Jerusalem. So Assyrian is a metaphor for the nations that have revolted against Yah. And we haven't seen the fire of Yah out of Zion or the furnace out of Jerusalem as of yet. But if we remember what happened in the last chapter, the Most High is not delaying this judgment that's about to come. So we're forewarned, the nations are forewarned. We're forewarning the nations that they need to do what's right and pleasing in Yah's eyesight. And Israel, most of all, he said, turn to him from whom people have revolted, O children of Israel. And that's our mission. We got to turn back to Yah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Along with that, Katriel, if you're not turning back to Yah, you turn into Yah's enemy. If you're not codified in the sense of the Most High, leaving codification with you, how to handle matters in regards to the Elohim, how to handle matters in regards to each other, you're with the enemy of Yah. Don't take it because I said it. Say it because it's the truth of the matter. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. You got to get codified, people, and remain codified. When you fall, get your butt up and keep moving. It's just that simple. Brother Cottrell, any closing remarks and comments in any regard?
I just want to thank the Most High for showing who he is and his beauty, even exposing our ancient history, like the story we read tonight with King David and his mighty men, how they had to go through affliction and adversity where they left behind their family was taken, and that whole time the Most High was protecting their family, even though they weren't there.
Exactly.
And with 400 men, they were able to defeat a nation. You talk about an Amalekite nation. How many men did they have? Talking about 400 against maybe, what, 300,000?
Yep.
You don't even
know. 400 got away, I believe, on those camels, didn't it? Or their men.
Exactly. 400 ran from the 400. And how
exactly.
You got camels and you running from 400 men on foot?
Well, Cottrell, the terror of Yah was on them and them camels, okay?
And that lets us know we have to let Yah fight our battles for us. And a man, don't be afraid to cry. I know the temptation is saying that nice thing. I know a man ain't supposed to cry, but these tears I can't hold inside. Hey, don't hold them tears inside, man. Let them tears loose, especially when we're in affliction or got adversity.
It's not being unmanly to cry. It's being manly to cry. Truth be told.
Yeah, it shows that you're... Shows that you got emotion.
That you care about the people you love. Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Crying for yourself, crying for your children, crying for your wives, crying for people you love, your mama, daddy, sister, brother, or any other that you have feelings for, and something is being done to them. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, contrary, matter of fact, they cried till they was cried out. That's how much
imagine
crying
that.
They were doing. Yeah. Imagine that.
And you talking about some bad brothers. You talking about brothers. You talking about warriors.
Warriors.
Men of war.
Good guys. Cottrell.
It shows you.
I've been like that. I've been like that. I cry. You know, you'll cry. You know, when you grieve over something and you'll cry for a while, the tears will go away. Then throughout the course of the day, you'll start back over again. You'll be crying up, brother. Been there, done that.
And you talking about your wife and children. Which
right.
means they truly loved and appreciated the gifts of their wives and their children. They meant so much to them that these mighty men would cry for them. And even
exactly.
the elders.
Exactly.
And Yah preserved all of them from the hand of Amalek while they were away and couldn't protect them.
Exactly.
So Yah doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but King
and that's why you have to trust them. That's why King David trusted Yah.
Yeah. He understood the spiritual components. You have to understand the spiritual components in order to respect them and recognize them. If you can't see Yah behind the scenes, you'll start doing things on your own. And it's true. Thank you, Brother Cottrell. Brother Cottrell, any closing remarks and comments of shaloms or good nights?
The words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, be acceptable to our Creator, our King, the Holy One of Yisrael, our Rock, our Redeemer. And may the Most High bless us with peace. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
You heard my brother, and I concur with it. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.